three women, I'll call them Mary, Judy, and Holly, were very good friends in college and lived very active lives in the local church. Even their junior year, they moved off campus into a house together with other women. But after college, they married, had children, and maintained their friendship by taking summer weekend trips together. But over time, family demands made it harder for them to have time together. And Mary and Holly also noticed that Judy wasn't going to Mass very often as she used to. But they didn't want to confront her on it. Then one year, Mary's husband, Mark, was diagnosed with inoperable cancer, with chemotherapy as the only slim hope for his survival. Naturally, all of their friends were concerned, including Holly and Judy. But as the months wore on, Mary noticed something. Because she had to stay home with Mark, she saw less and less of Holly and her husband, Sam. But Judy and her husband, Rick, were always there in their home. And Rick made it a point to stop by even most evenings to talk with Mark, maybe watch some sports together, or just hang out. Judy was always showing up when Mary needed her, even when she didn't ask her to come by. Mary wondered what had happened that Holly and Sam were not coming over. What was making them so uncomfortable that they couldn't come? The sickness ran its course, and Mark passed away. And after the funeral, and after many months of intense grief, Mary started to think about what she had experienced with her friends. It was then that she started praying for Holly and Sam's conversion. So the parable of the Good Samaritan is a parable of living the law of the Lord, the law of love. The scholar asked the key question at the beginning of the passage. He says, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And from the Colossians reading, Jesus is the preeminent for us as entry into heaven. When Jesus asked him what the law said, the scholar quoted Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Love the Lord with your whole heart, your whole being, your whole strength and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And then the parable comes after the scholar asks, who is my neighbor? We know the parable very well, oftentimes too well. We know it so well that we forget that it's pointed right at us. The parable is about living the way of Jesus, the way of love. The Samaritans were seen by Jews as outside of the law. So to the Jews, Samaritans were sinners and did not have as fervent a faith as the Jews did. The Jews were like Mary and Mark, or Holly and Tom. They're certain that they were following the way of the Lord. The Samaritans were like Judy and Rick, who did not appear as fervent. The Good Samaritan knew that he could not follow of the way of the Lord and still walk by this man who needed help. How often do we walk by thinking that someone else should do something, or that I don't have time to get involved, or I'm just too busy? And Rick and Judy could have said that Mary's other fervent friends, particularly Holly and Sam, or other relatives, could be changing their lives to help care for Mark. But that wasn't an option for them when confronted with what the law of love was demanding of them. See, the parable of the Good Samaritan is real in our lives. It is present whenever and wherever we are confronted with demands on our time and resources to care for someone who needs us. And God brings many people to us in this situation. It is particularly present whenever we are tempted to hide behind maybe the things we're doing and volunteer at work, at church, other volunteer activities as justification for refusing to answer an additional call to charity. I'm really busy. We say, God certainly doesn't expect me to do this. But does he? Your son or your daughter may need extra time. They're going through a challenging time, perhaps even a personal crisis. You're emotionally sapped when you try to point them in the right direction. But you go to church. You've been good parents. And why should I keep parenting my children even when they're old enough to know what they should be doing? And so we walk by the one at our side, at the side of the road who actually lived or is currently living with us? Is it too close to us to see? Or perhaps we feel that we didn't all do what we should have done to instill the faith in our children. We didn't put up as much of a fight when our children announced after they were confirmed that they would not be going to church anymore. We could have done better in other areas of instilling the faith, but we didn't. Still, when our children need us, they count on our support, encouragement, and love. Maybe most of us here have been good Samaritans. Yes, we could have been better at living out our faith, but we've been actively practicing what is at the heart of the law, Christian love. God is love, and he came in the person of Jesus to show us love. And as Moses said, he's put it on our mouth, in our heart. So the parable is an answer to the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? We have only to look into our hearts. We know what we must do.